Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. A cold front that settled south of us yesterday has stalled south of New England, bending northwest through New Jersey, and then up to a weak storm along the New York-Pennsylvania border near Binghamton. This has created a cluster of showers and thunderstorms passing through southern areas in the pre-dawn hours. At the same time, warmer air above us has created a separate band of showers through Quebec, edging south into our far northern counties, expected to linger this morning, while a second collection of showers tracks through southern areas this morning. The showers and the minor storm in New York will hold a warm front to our south today, giving us a damp, cool end to April, only in the upper 40s to mid-50s from I-89 east and north, 50s to a few low 60s west and south. For comparison, average highs for the end of April are in the 60s. Farther west, a decaying storm in the Great Lakes will transfer some of its energy to a cold front extending south from the storm, pushing east late today into tonight with another period of showers and a few isolated thunderstorms. Any storms that do develop could produce some brief downpours, even some small hail. As the front heads east and falls apart overnight, any showers will be tapering off and ending early tomorrow, leaving periods of clouds, maybe a glimpse of sun, maybe a stray shower. Yet another storm moves into the northern plains eastward on Wednesday and then approaches us on Thursday with some scattered showers, mostly north and east of I-89. As the system passes to our north, some breaks of sun are possible, along with warmer air south of the storm's track, and that means western and southern areas should warm into the 60s to low 70s on Thursday, while the scattered showers, a bit more numerous northeast, keep temperatures there in the low to mid-60s. Generally quiet and seasonable weather follows for Friday and Saturday. Weak area of high pressure gives us partly sunny skies, temperatures mostly in the 60s to a few low 70s, a bit cooler east of the Green Mountains into New Hampshire. Spring weather systems can be slow to evolve and move, so don't be surprised at adjustments to the longer-term forecast. But the shorter-term forecast starts out with morning showers or a thunderstorm, especially south of Route 4 and near and north of the Quebec border. A few spotty showers in between. As those showers taper off, the rest of the day mostly cloudy. Then showers or a thunderstorm redeveloping mid to late afternoon in the St. Lawrence Valley and New York, reaching the Connecticut Valley late. Highs today, cool, only in the upper 40s to mid-50s east and north of I-89, 50s to a few low 60s to the west and south. Tonight, showers likely, a localized thunderstorm or two, decreasing overnight. Lows will be 40 to 45 east and north, 40s to near 50 west and south. Wednesday, any morning showers ending. Mostly cloudy, a few glimpses of afternoon sun, and just maybe a stray shower. Highs in the 50s from the Green Mountains east, upper 50s to near 60 west. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.